The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
AI glasses. Cork Senator Laura Harman has called for tighter regulation of them, including devices like the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses made by Meta Platforms, following reports of people being secretly filmed in public and workplace settings. Well, Senator Harman, who sits on the Oireachtas Committee on Artificial Intelligence, has raised concerns about privacy and consent and a lack of clear regulation around the technology. And she joins me on the line now. You're very welcome to the programme. What prompted you to bring this issue to the AI Committee?
So there's been a number of cases in Cork in particular recently and nationally where we've heard that women were filmed without their consent. So in one incident, it was in a workplace setting. In another, it was where they were in a vulnerable position receiving medical care. They were filmed without their consent and then were surprised later to see these images circulating online. And this was through smart glasses. So I raised this at the Committee on Artificial Intelligence in the Oireachtas yesterday, which I'm a member of. We had the Irish Council for Civil Liberties in and the Children's Rights Alliance. And the Council for Civil Liberties, you know, described these glasses as creepy. So essentially, for people listening, if they're not aware what smart AI glasses are. So currently Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, they have these glasses. They've teamed up with Ray-Ban glasses. The glasses look very similar to ordinary sunglasses, but they have a mechanism where you can record and you can take photographs. Now, they're supposed to display an LED light when they are recording. But unfortunately, there has been reports that that light has been covered. And again, I have questions around that. Should the onus be on the individual to be looking out for this light? Is that enough? And as well, the Data Protection Commission here actually raised concerns about these glasses when they were testing them, that not enough testing was done in relation to that light facility, in relation to fair warning for people if they're being recorded. So this is about public safety, in my view. It's not being anti-technology, but it is about looking at where is that boundary between people's right to privacy and their right to consent as well. So we know that, you know, phones can already do this, but, you know, there's a clear signal when someone holds up a phone, you know, where you might assume you might be recorded or not. But when it comes to these glasses, they can be very inconspicuous. Anyone can be wearing glasses or sunglasses. And we're behind the curve in terms of legislation here. So, I mean, we have legislation in relation to data protection, in relation to, you know, wiretapping or phone tapping or CCTV. But when all these legislation pieces were created, we didn't have, you know, AI smart glasses, for example. So, again, it's another example where technology is moving very fast and legislation is trying to keep up. But I have very
I just want to go back concerns. Just 1 second, Laura, because I'm shocked to hear that there have been two incidents like this where women were recorded, one at work and one in a medical setting, without their knowledge, and that that footage did actually make it up online. And that is the moment that they realised that that recording had taken place. How did that impact them? How did they feel about that?
So that's, you know, very scary for any individual to go through this and to see that footage online. And again, I think it comes down to privacy and consent. And certainly, I think where we could enforce legislation would be that we could enforce it in relation to settings. So, for example, that you couldn't record in places like schools, in workplaces, in gyms, in places like playgrounds or where there's children. You know, I have serious concerns around privacy and safety in relation to children, in relation to these devices. So I think that's what we need to look at. And I think we also need to look at perhaps creating an offence where somebody covers over, you know, the warning signal. So whether it is a light, for example, if they don't signal that they're recording, could we create legislation in relation to that? So these are things that we're talking about at the Artificial Intelligence Committee in Leinster House. It's something I'll continue to raise. But it is really important. And look, Ireland is the headquarters for a lot of these companies as well. And I think we need to lead the way when it comes to regulating and legislation. And I've also, you know, become aware that Snapchat, which is a very popular platform with young people, they're looking at bringing out their own version of these glasses as well. So again, you can imagine that might be particularly attractive to a younger audience. Are they going to become more popular? So we do need to look at it in terms of making sure they're regulated. It is about keeping people safe. Yeah. Making sure people have a right to privacy and be able to consent as well about your image being used.
All right, we're going to have to leave that discussion there for now. But Laura Harman, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.